With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline joins us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I know this is a Thursday, but it's important that we talk with Ryan Wood after a travel day. Yesterday, Woody, Packers and Ravens will get our first taste of Aaron Rodgers in the Matt LaFleur offense.
It'll be interesting. You know, it's not like we're going to see the back of their playbook or anything. It's going to be pretty vanilla schematically, but this is less exciting to talk about than the scheme, but this is a big night for them just in terms of getting their chemistry down, the communication during a game, the tempo, all those things that are really, really important to the machinations of an offense. This is the first time they get the chance to do that. So that'll be very interesting to see how they go about. Where's that balance and how they put that on the field.
All right, let's talk about this running back situation here. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, expecting what, neither one of them to play tonight?
Yeah, no, they'll be out.
So how much longer can they go without both of these guys playing before you start getting a little bit nervous about week one and them not having any reps in this offense?
Well, Aaron Jones is back at practice. It's a formality that he's out tonight. There's literally just no reason for him to play when he got back this week. You know how the Packers are. I've talked with agents that, you know, got guys around the league, and they're really no different than any other team. When it comes to hamstrings, teams don't put these guys back on the field too quickly. So Aaron Jones is back at practice, not going to play tonight. I'd imagine that if things stay on this path, he'll be playing in Winnipeg next week and get a little bit of snaps and then probably shut down for the finale. Jamal Williams is harder to predict, obviously, because he's not back at practice yet. We don't know where he's at. Ultimately, though, like I feel like the running back position, especially, like if you look at position by position, which positions really need preseason work and which need a little less, like running backs on that end of the scale. I mean, it's not a quarterback, not your secondary. It's not a position where you have a lot of communication across the field. I mean, it's your landmarks, get your blitz assignments, and do what you need to do. From that standpoint, I wouldn't be freaking out about that.
Also, you start looking at Brian Bulaga. When did they expect for him to get some work?
Well, I would imagine he's out there tonight. You know, they've been real smart with him to not overdo him this camp, and he's been healthy the entire time, but he's had personal rest days. I'd imagine he's out there with the first team offense.
I think he's a team captain, so that should mean that he's playing, I would assume so at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, how impressed are you at this point with the Packer free agents that they've acquired? Have they all lived up to expectations to this point for you?
We'll know in the fall, right? It's hard to say because they're expected to produce when the games count. I think that there's very clear talent there. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but I have no idea without watching these guys play in the fall. That's what it's all going to be about.
Okay, I have one guy, Billy Turner. What do you think of him? Because that's that right side of the line. We talked about this earlier. Him and then Bulaga's lack of health is what concerns me about the offensive line.
You know, I get the feeling it could be a sneaky good signing. I mean, that kind of wasn't the signing that everyone was talking about, obviously, on the day that they made their big splash. But he's plugged right in there at right guard this offseason, and you haven't heard anything about him. I mean, that's a good thing for an offensive lineman. There's been zero issue there. And you look at the scheme, the lateral movement that these linemen are taking with just outside zone, he's awfully athletic. There's zero question about his athleticism at guard. I mean, he's a really athletic guard. So, I'm not here to say he's going to be the downhill blocking kind of, you know, road grader. That's not what he's here to do. He's, you know, he might not be a Pro Bowler, but I think he should be a solid starter.
Our insider, yeah. Ryan Wood, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, good news for Oren Burks. It seems like he won't need surgery on that pectoral muscle. But if you look at a guy like Summers, here's an opportunity for him to not only make the team with special teams, but he's going to get a chance to play a night from another team that's going to run the football, and their quarterback's going to be running all around. So it was good work last week. So if he can put together another big day, it'll be a good chance of him making a roster.
Yeah, I think so. And special teams would be huge for him, but he runs a 4.51. Special teams really should not be a problem for Ty Summers. So then it goes to, you know, can he be on this defense? And I think he's got a long way to go there, but, you know, we'll see how well he's able to build on what he did against the Texans. A really solid debut, not a perfect debut, but a solid debut. This defense as a whole, though, is going to be really interesting to see how they tackle Lamar Jackson tonight. I mean, that's for a preseason, for your second preseason game, when you haven't tackled in 8 months, that's a pretty good test. So it'll be interesting mm-hmm. to see.
Yeah, I would love to see this when Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how long he'll play this, whatever. I would love to see Tim Boyle be the first one out of the bullpen first so he can get some good work, and him and Deshaun Kizer to build off of what they did last week. Because this defense is going to blitz a lot. So they got really home down. So I just don't want them to lose the momentum because of Aaron Rodgers playing from getting ready for the backup guys.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I definitely get your point that, you know, you don't want Tim Boyle going against bottom of the roster guys all the time. It's been really hard to decipher from practice, from what reps they're taking, which way they'll go tonight. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to put Tim Boyle in second. But I don't know if that'll happen or not. I have no idea.
Let me ask you this, Jamon Moore. And I thought I'd read somewhere that he had a pretty good practice this week. Is he still one of the outside guys looking in at that receiver spot?
Yeah, probably. He's right around that bubble area. You know, which way he is on the bubble right now is probably hard to tell. There's a long way to go for that to be determined. I think he's squarely on the bubble, and he's got to be better than he's been so far if he's going to make it. You know, if he's going to be on the right side of the bubble, he's got to be better than he's been so far. He's got to catch the ball more naturally. He's got he's got to get outside of his own head. I mean, this is a guy that you listen to you know, him talk about his issues. He sure seems like a guy who's overanalyzing, over-anticipating, just trying to do too much. And it's understandable. I mean, to make up for lost time, it could not have been easy for Jamon Moore to be the first of the trio of receivers drafted last year and to just have a lost rookie season where Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Equanimee St. Brown had very solid rookie years. I mean, these guys are players. You know this about them. We don't know how good they'll be, but they're in the offense. They're on the team. Jamon Moore, he was drafted ahead of him. So you can get where he gets a little overzealous perhaps, but he's got to be able to relax and just be more natural out there, and we'll see if he's able to do that.
Ryan, Tony Brown is one of the players that I'm most excited to watch tonight. Who else on the defensive side are Packers fans going to want to keep an eye on later on?
Well, it'd be interesting to see how the two new safeties work together. I think Darnell Savage Jr. and Adrian Amos. That, you know, we haven't seen them yet, so there's no excuse about it. The safety coverage down the middle of the field was an issue last year. They got beat a lot. That can't happen again. So I think that'll be interesting. And then you're going to see probably the Smiths for the first time too. That's going to be their debut, so I would imagine they get a lot of attention as well.
When we talk about Savage right now, back at that safety position, we were talking about Chris Carter. I don't know if you heard him earlier today talking about how he thinks the Packers might be the Super Bowl champ, and this is a very good football team, better than they've seen the last 4 or 5 years in Green Bay. I think Savage obviously is one of those key pieces, as is Adrian Amos at this point. Of those two, does one concern you more than the other?
Probably Savage, just being a rookie. You know, he's going to have a rookie curve that any rookie goes through. Adrian Amos, you know what you're getting, I think, at this point in his career. The question with him is more, does he have another level left in him? You know, he's young enough to have more development and another jump in him. But this might just, you know, he might just be a solid starter, fringe, top 10 type safety. Darnell Savage Jr., he could be really good. We just don't know how long it's going to take for it to click or if it ever does click. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns with the rookie, so certainly there's going to be more uncertainty about him.
I know it's still early yet, but Rashad Gary, I mean, have you seen – I mean, I saw that – what's the kid? Winovich the other day against the – playing the other day, he was playing with the Patriots. He gets a sack. And all the talk was that the kid Bush, I believe it was Devin Bush, the reason why he went high was because Rashard Gary was getting all the double team. Winovich, the reason why he was getting all the sacks was because of. Have we seen anything out of Gary to know that he could be like a Clay Matthews type?
Depends. I mean, the thing with Rashard Gary is it's all about the 11-on-11 stuff. I mean, one-on-one. This guy, it's not fair with the athleticism with the lineman. He's gonna get that most of the time. But one-on-one, you guys know this, one-on-one is totally different than 11-on-11. It's a completely different beast in and of itself. So that's the question. And with that, he didn't have a sack against the Texans.
Right.
Sometimes he was double-teamed. Sometimes he got sucked inside searching to play. I'm not even sure how much the Texans really ran that much toward his side. Bottom line is it was one game, so okay. We haven't had near enough chance to see the 11-on-11 stuff because that's what it's all about with him.
Ryan, prediction tonight, Packers and Ravens.
Oh, man.
Preseason. Yeah, it's preseason, so there's no – I mean,
I'm really only just wondering for the over-under.
This is really why I got up in the morning for preseason predictions.
Billy's trying to make money, so whatever you tell him is what he's going
to
bet.
Not trying to, doing
you
it.
You know, I picked the Packers last week, and then they won. So
yeah,
I'm not going to do that again. I'll pick the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a touchdown. Let's say that. All I right. have no idea.
Good. All right. I like that prop bet, Ryan. Appreciate it. We'll talk about it tomorrow, 4:48 with you.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.